On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin is currently overhauling its decades-old unemployment system. Software to process unemployment claims that dates back to the 70s, and a complete overhaul is estimated to cost upwards of $80 million. How do you think state officials should change Wisconsin's unemployment system? What ideas do you support? What is the status of your unemployment claim? What have you experienced in the system? 800-642-1234. Amy Pahachuk is Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Secretary Pahachuk, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much, Kate. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, let's start with those upgrades. The governor setting aside this money, federal pandemic relief dollars for the upgrades. What fixes are the highest priority? What is underway?
Yes. So, you know, you had already mentioned that the department was hamstrung with that really old technology going into the pandemic. And I just have to remind you and our listeners what that truly meant. So when I got to the department in September of 2020, I mean, I was shocked to learn that we were administering millions of claims. I mean, literally distributing billions of dollars off a 1970s mainframe COBOL system. And Kate, we are talking, you know, the black screen with the green blinky cursor where you have to use the F keys to navigate between the screens. I mean, it was shocking. And the other thing back in September of 2020 that I was totally shocked to learn when I got to the department is that if claimants had to send in documentation to verify their claim eligibility, they had two mechanisms to do so. They could either mail it or they could fax it into the department. And of course, I'm sure you're imagining then our mailroom with mountains of papers that our employees had to do manual data entry. And if you had a question when you were a claimant back in September of 2020 about your claim, you had to call our call center and schedule an interview time with your claims handler. Again, not efficient or, you know, flexible at all in terms of being responsive to the folks in our state. And I think you might also remember this from an audit, but our call center had very limited capacity. Mm-hmm. It had to shut down at 5:30 p.m. every day because our mainframe system needed to begin batching and processing those millions of checks, that really old system. So what we've done in the past year is really focused on improving customer service for the folks in our state. We have done an entire claimant portal upload and upgrade system where folks can now go on and upload documents either by their laptop or their cell phone, and it's mobile friendly. We now have the option for folks to communicate electronically with their claims handler. There's secure messaging, there's text alerts. We have implemented automation on the back end where there's no longer weeks and weeks of manual data entry once we have those documents. And then last week, we announced our partnership with Flexion, mm-hmm. which is a Wisconsin-based company, to really upgrade the heart of the system, which is that 1970s mainframe. We are going to be moving that to the cloud in modern code so that we can be more responsive to standing up new programs, changes to the law, where we won't have to wait months and months and months to program an old system where folks just have to wait for benefits. So all of that we are very excited about. And one last thing I should mention, Kate, in terms of modernization, we did go live last week with phase one of our brand new modern call center, also moving that to the cloud to increase capacity. And by February, we will have the ability for folks to access real-time claim information 24/7, 365, you know, anytime, Christmas Day, a Sunday, anytime folks need that information, it'll be available online through our new portal or through the phone. So we are just really excited about all of these huge improvements we've been able to make in just 1 year.
So, yeah, so some of those fax machines, I would imagine, are being retired. You know, when you took over at DWD, you brought in more contractors, you mandated employee overtime pay, you partnered with Google to bring analytics to the UI claims system. With all three of these things, you know, underway, will that be business as usual once you get your new system up and running in years to come?
Yeah, so we are really gaining lots of efficiencies, obviously, through the modernization. And you referenced our partnership with Google to clear that backlog back in 2020. Wisconsin is really being recognized as a national and even global leader for innovative thinking with that partnership. So we are very excited about that. We continue to partner with Google throughout this modernization effort. And really what we're finding in terms of business as usual is that since we've put some of these sort of short-term initial modernization steps in place, folks are now on average receiving their benefits within 2 to 3 business days. And if there are questions about their eligibility and they need to get sent to a claims handler for further review, that's happening on average right now within 10 days. So we are really, again, looking at moving forward in a customer service, customer-centric model where we want folks to be able to have the best access to these benefits with the least amount of hoops to jump through. One other thing that I just want to mention too that we did this past year, we found that a lot of folks got tripped up when they were applying for unemployment because the application itself was very difficult.
You called it jargony with legalese. Yeah, go ahead.
Yep. So that's your spot on, Kate. And so what we did is we hired a contractor and we transitioned that entire application into plain language. We also got feedback from claimants, from the public, from the legislature, from our stakeholders for questions they thought were particularly difficult. And we really tried to make it as intuitive and easy to follow as possible. And we've definitely seen an ease of folks going through the system now that it's in plain language. And we're going to continue that effort going forward. We want the entire website and all of the claimant handbooks and everything else to be in plain language. The idea here is not to cause more difficulty for folks when they're in their time of need, but to really make this a user-friendly system.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about Wisconsin's unemployment system with Amy Pahacik, Secretary Designee of the State Department of Workforce Development. How do you think state authorities should change Wisconsin's unemployment system? What ideas do you support? What has your experience been with unemployment? 800-642-1234. I want to talk about appeals because your data, your weekly data shows average wait times for a hearing now is between like 54, 55 days. What is your department doing about this backlog and this wait time?
Yeah, so pre-pandemic, well, I think we should just let appeals, just so everybody's familiar, if somebody goes through the application process and is denied access to benefits because they're deemed not to qualify under state statute or the program rules, they have a due process right to appeal that and get a hearing in front of a judge. And so pre-pandemic, the department had 17 judges. And of course, with the avalanche of claims that we had, almost 5 years worth of claims in 1 year, the amount of appeals, also skyrocketed. And so we have staffed up. We now have approximately 65 judges. So we've increased our capacity there to hear appeals significantly. And we've actually just hired 8 additional judges. So 54 days is unacceptable. It's a long wait, but the Department of Labor indicates that those hearings should occur within 45 days. So we are not entirely all that far off. And in fact, 48 out of the 50 states right now are in the same boat as Wisconsin, just outside of that timeliness factor for those hearings. So we have about 10,000 in the queue right now to be scheduled out. Really, we need to get around 7,000 to hit timeliness and to continue to move through those. So we anticipate being there in a matter of weeks.
Along those lines, what is a reasonable number of days from when a claim comes in the door to when a benefit is paid? Right now it's looking 37 days. What are you shooting for?
Yeah, so that's the average, which includes those outliers that have to go to hearing and have to have investigations with interviews and employers. We are shooting for as soon as possible, and the majority of our folks right now are receiving their benefits within 2 to 3 business days of applying. So we feel that, of course, we will always continue to strive upon moving that sooner, but that is a pretty decent turnaround time right now.
Workforce Development Secretary Designee Amy Pahachik with us, led the agency for more than a year. We're discussing the challenges in delivering workforce services and unemployment assistance programs in the pandemic. Have you tried calling the unemployment benefit hotline? Did you file your unemployment claim online? How well did these systems work for you? 800-642-1234. Back for more State Cap in a minute here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You have aligned to Workforce Development Secretary Designee Amy Pahachik. Over the summer, we saw Governor Evers earmark $130 million in federal pandemic aid for workforce initiatives, helping connect unemployed Wisconsinites with job prospects, with addressing the shortage of workers. What is the return on investment for these programs? What has helped you get back on your feet after pandemic-related job loss? 800-642-1234 to join in. Secretary Pahachik is with us for about 9 more minutes. I want to turn to the new Republican-backed bill that would bring a variety of changes to our state's unemployment benefit system. Drug testing for claimants, payments for businesses that hire long-term claimants, mandates to apply for certain jobs while receiving benefits. What do you think of the proposal?
Yeah, Kate. So, I mean, the fact is the Department of Workforce Development is already performing many of the key functions called for in the proposal. And we're quite honestly delivering exceptional results for job seekers, employers, and employees in our state. And just by way of quick example, the existing Reemployment Services and Eligibility Assessment Program currently serves between 20 to 25,000 unemployment claimants each year. And this program itself includes an employment plan, job search assistance, work search review, employment counseling with licensed career counselors, referrals to training programs, and career exploration. We've got around 90,000 active resumes on our job center right now, and we're hosting career fairs, hiring events, working with our educational partners on training, and working with employers to recruit candidates in all of the industries across the state. I mean, and that includes other things like registered apprenticeship, internships, working with folks with disabilities, veterans. I could go on and on. So we understand, you know, the proposal adds some additional reporting requirements and some additional bureaucratic layers of paperwork with no real sustainable funding that would, you know, help us achieve those goals. But certainly we are always interested in improving our operations and work routinely with elected officials, stakeholders, folks of the public, you know, for any ideas we have to improve. So, you know, we will continue those conversations and see if there are things that we can, you know, embrace with that proposal and move forward.
Yeah, but just to spend a moment here, your department has significant concerns about the anticipated reporting burden for employers. What is the reporting burden that you would see here?
So, I mean, the proposal has additional requirements for employers to report, you know, with who they're talking to, who they're hiring. There was also the drug testing reporting, and it just was going to be a lot of systems we'd have to incorporate, additional data to collect. And it's really important at this time, as we're continuing to recover from the pandemic, that we're flexible and nimble and able to connect folks as quickly as possible.
I want to turn to benefit levels, because enhanced unemployment benefits from the federal government ended at the beginning of September. And we've talked in the past about Wisconsin's benefit rates from $54 to $370 a week. And even though the unemployment rate is down from earlier in the pandemic, would you support hiking the state's maximum benefit rates?
Absolutely. I encourage everybody to look at unemployment, not just in the lens of giving an individual a stipend to carry them through until they land on their feet for their next job, but also as an economic stabilizer for communities and businesses. What folks do when they receive unemployment is they turn that into consumer spending. And we know that our unemployment rate has not kept up with average wages or the CPI. So certainly it is something that just helps individuals get back on their feet. I mean, remember too, one of the eligibility requirements for receiving unemployment in our state is that folks have to be laid off due to no fault of their own. So these are individuals who have found themselves in a situation that they didn't anticipate. And so that money keeps food on the table, it keeps roofs over their heads, and it keeps money flowing into local economies. So I certainly would support an increase in that.
Could you throw out a number? What would you support?
Well, the governor did include an increase in his budget proposal this year. So certainly the governor recognizes the importance of this as well. I don't recall off the top of my head, Kate, what that number was, but certainly an increase is warranted.
You know, new jobs data is due out from the Labor Department this week. We'll be watching. But in August, Wisconsin lost 8,200 private sector jobs and over 10,000 non-farm jobs, albeit our unemployment rate did hold steady at 3.9%. What do you attribute the slowdown of job growth to?
I mean, there are a lot of different factors going on right now. And I know, Kate, it sounds like you're referring to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics JOLTS report. Mm-hmm. And we are looking at, again, a very interesting time in national and local economics here. So we know jobs have been lost. We suspect there's still a sort of disproportionate impact in hospitality and restaurant work. We know that a lot of employers are still having a hard time filling vacancies. And we have seen in our state and nationally, lots of individuals leaving their previous occupation to choose a different road. It's been referred to as the Great Resignation. And I think a lot of these factors, including the Delta variant, have had very interesting impacts on the economy, the labor force, and the job market. And you are correct. So Wisconsin is at a 3.9% unemployment rate. Pre-pandemic, we were at 3.2%. And we are really in the top 10 in the nation for lowest unemployment rates. We've bounced back and we bounced back quickly, but there are still challenges in our workforce, certainly.
We're talking with Amy Pahacik, Secretary Designee of the State Department of Workforce Development. I want to just spend a moment, help me with some numbers on overtime paid out, because the Unemployment Insurance Division spent more than $1 million through September of last year in employee overtime, which was 10 times the levels spent in 2019. What does your overtime pay look like rounding out 2021?
Well, we certainly still have had overtime. Again, as we continue to process higher than average and higher than even historically ever seen in our department amounts of claims, we continue to strive to do that as quickly as possible. And so, yes, we have folks that are working extra hours. We have folks that are working on weekends, and we are doing this in service to the people of our state. So those numbers, although they are high, we are receiving a significant amount of federal funding. All of our modernization efforts are being funded through federal money. And so we feel that the overtime is money well spent in service to the people waiting for these benefits.
Why did it take so long to choose to go use federal pandemic relief funds for these updates?
Oh, it didn't take long at all. We were simply waiting for the federal ARPA, which is the American Rescue Plan Act, stipulations about how the money could be used. And as soon as we received clearance to use the money that was afforded to our state for unemployment, the governor immediately put aside the $80 million needed to ensure that this very important project was completed. So as soon as we had the money, Kate, it was put aside and dedicated to this effort.
Let's go to Jim now in Johnson Creek, who is a construction worker. Jim, hi. What is your situation?
Hello?
Hi, Jim. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. Thank you for taking the call. Yes. So I'm a construction worker, and I, you know, regularly get a winter layoff. There are times where I can find a job that will take me for just winter employment, but a lot of times I end up having to depend on unemployment. Unfortunately, you know, with all these jobs I get, and, you know, because it changes up with construction and, like I said, winter work, that I see a lot of people that will play the system by getting a job just long enough to get their unemployment and then get themselves laid off or fired. I was wondering, do you have any kind of a red flag thing going on in your system to kind of earmark these people? But
and Jim, we're short on time. Let's get the secretary to respond.
Yeah, Jim, we certainly have lots of fraud techniques and tools in place. What you're talking about doesn't necessarily, I don't know, amount to fraud if they're following the eligibility rules set in statute, but we do have lots of auditing, lots of fraud protection, and lots of other red flags in which we're monitoring information that folks enter into the system.
Secretary Pahacik, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
Amy Pahacik, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Stay with us. State Capitol Report continues with Randy Romanski, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Stay with us. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.